It's about that time, your favorite time of the week. Another episode of the Bacheleteros Bachelor Nation's Sazón. What's going on? I'm one of your hosts, Martica Lopez. And unfortunately, as you can probably tell, since I am the one starting this off, your other host, Alpi, is currently taking a couple of days off. And I'm really sad right now. I'm sad, I'm mad, I'm feeling very conflicted because I wanted a male's perspective on everything that happened this week on The Bachelor. And he's not going to be here to give it to me. But don't worry, I will take you through this journey of hometowns with Peter Weber's season of The Bachelor. But before we start all that, something very unfortunate occurred last week in Bachelor Nation. One of the most beloved couples of Bachelor Nation, Crystal Nielsen and Chris Randone, they broke up. They've decided to separate. And in a statement that they gave BachelorNation.com, said, "It hurts to announce that at this moment, we have mutually decided to separate. Never did we imagine this scenario, but we've come to a point where we both need to work on ourselves. We are best friends that love and care for each other so deeply. We've appreciated everyone's love and support so far throughout our journey, and we just ask that you please respect our privacy as we navigate through this." Actually, we saw Crystal and Chris fall in love on Paradise. And they had two dogs. Their names are Wayne and Chucky. And Chris even moved out to San Diego, California to be with Crystal. And last season of Bachelor in Paradise, the two got married June 16, 2019. So it's been less than a year that Crystal and Chris have been married. And they got married at the Vedanta Resort in Nuevo Vallarta, which is the site of their first date, as well as the first time that they said, "I love you" to each other. And we saw the wedding. We saw the wedding in Bachelor in Paradise last season. And it was a beautiful wedding, even though John Paul Jones was having some drama on the show. But it doesn't matter. It was a celebration of love. And truth be told, very ironic that on Valentine's Day, they decide to announce the breakup. Because isn't Valentine's Day like the Hallmark card version of when you need to say that you love somebody? But either way, saying "I love you" to somebody and showing that you love somebody should be something that's said every day, not just on Valentine's Day. But anywho, I don't know if I saw that coming. Especially, they did a lot of appearances, and they said how happy they were, how in love they were, and I think this would be the first breakup in Bachelor Nation. So I'm kind of upset about it. I'm kind of upset. It's not the first breakup. I think this is the first divorce. And correct me if I'm wrong, you can definitely write us an email at thebacheleteros@gmail.com or send us a DM through Instagram or Twitter. Tweet at us. Same thing, the handle's The Bacheleteros. Shameless plug. But seriously, if I'm wrong, let me know. But I do believe that this is the first actual divorce that's going to happen in Bachelor history. And we're not talking about I know that there was a marriage, I forgot, it was Marcus and I forgot what her name was, that their marriage was invalid, not that, and so they didn't have to go through a divorce process. But right here, this is the actual first time that a Bachelor couple will actually get divorced. So this is really sad for Bachelor Nation. But without further ado, let's start talking about this week's episode. A very telling episode nonetheless, because let's be real. Hometowns are going to tell you all that you need to know about how the dynamic of your relationship will work with the family. Because let's be honest, when you marry someone, you're marrying their family. And hometowns were very interesting this week. A lot happened. And again, I'm so sad that Alpi's not here because I need his opinion. I want his take on everything that happened. But we start the first one-on-one with Hannah Ann. Y'all know I'm a Hannah Ann fan. I'm a Hannah Ann stan. And I was very pleased with everything that happened on their dates. So I'm now looking at my notes because I wrote a lot down. So we kick things off in Knoxville, Tennessee, where Hannah Ann wants to make a man out of Peter by showing him how to throw an axe. to basically impress her dad, Ranger Rick, who she told Peter that he worked in the lumber industry. And I thought that was very sweet and kind of like, okay, so we got a model and a lumberjack man. Kind of ironic that he raised two beautiful girls, which, by the way, did you see Hannah Ann's sister? Just as pretty as Hannah Ann. Like, they both could be modeling. They both are gorgeous. And a very down-to-earth, very sweet family. And we saw them together, and Pete sucks. Like, he sucked at basketball when he was dribbling down the court with Madison, and he only was able to throw the axe to the bullseye just once. But I thought the interaction between Peter and Hannah Ann was very, very, very cute. And you can tell that Peter's very much falling in love with Hannah Ann. The way that he touches her, the way that he looks at her, the way that he just feels comfortable around her. And I know a lot of people are criticizing and saying that Hannah Ann seems fake, but I think all the evidence to the contrary. I think she's just very sweet, very down to earth, and she's grown a lot since that girl that we saw the first couple of episodes that was pretty much the center of the drama. And just as much as Hannah Ann is like a big ball of love, so is Peter, because he actually wrote her a letter. Peter wrote her a letter. He answered the letter that she wrote to him. He answered back to her. And it was kind of like 10 things I hate about you. No, 10 things I love about you. Even though I don't think it was 10 things, but still, it was very cute. He told her that he loved how intentional she is, how she gives him butterflies. You have a name for every dress you've ever worn, which he finds super adorable. He loves that they have the same opinion of what true love is. He likes the fact that they can be honest, that she has been honest with him every step of the way. And he also said that he can see an amazing future with you. I'm reading this now. I can see an amazing future with you with the clumsy two together forever. And the fact that he rhymed it and he put a pen to paper about how he felt about her was very sweet. And you can honestly tell that Peter is very detalloso. Detalloso means he's very detailed oriented. And I don't know. I honestly like the chemistry between the two of them. And I'm very excited as to what the future holds for them. So after their mushy and lovey-dovey kissing of a date, they go back to Hannah Ann's house. Peter met her mom, her dad, her really cute brother, and also her sister. And you can tell that Hannah Ann's dad is a tough pill to swallow. Like, he's very quiet. He was making faces. And he was just really observant of everything that was happening between Hannah Ann, Peter, and the interaction with the family. And he just gave off that vibe. Like, if you hurt my daughter, if you make her cry, I'm literally going to come after you and I'm going to kill you. And it didn't seem fake. It seemed like, hey, this is how I'm feeling. If you hurt my daughter, I may like throw, you may be the one that's getting an axe thrown out to his face. But obviously he didn't say that, but you can tell that intention was there. And so Hannah Ann and Rick have a conversation. And it looks like he won Rick over. Peter wins Rick over. And he tells him, hey, I'm falling in love with your daughter. And Rick is like, hey, if you're going to say the L word, you have to be sure. I don't want you saying it unless you mean it. I don't want you telling her that. Basically, he doesn't want his daughter to get her hopes up. Because, again, she's 23 and impressionable. And I think any dad in his situation would have done the exact same thing. And so, literally 5 minutes later, Peter runs off and tells Hannah Ann, like, I am falling in love with you. And the interaction between them was like, oh, I love you. Say it again. I love hearing you say that you love me. And you can tell that he's falling for her hard and he is happy to be with her. So just by that interaction alone, I knew she was going to get the second, she was going to get the rose. For sure, for sure, for sure. Hands down, she was going to get the rose. After the very beautiful and very cute hometown date between Hannah Ann and Peter, we go to Des Moines, Iowa for Kelsey's hometown date. And I will say this, I was expecting Kelsey's dad to show up, which he didn't. I found that very strange. I thought Kelsey was going to tell the mom, hey, I'm talking to dad behind your back. I thought that this episode was going to be a little bit more dramatic than what it was. And it was. It was just very sweet. They actually head to a local winery, crush some grapes, and they made their own wine. And can we just talk about how cheesy? It was so cheesy how Peter was comparing making wine to the dynamic of his and Kelly and his and Kelsey's relationship. I thought that was super cheesy. I was like, why are you doing that? Why are you comparing your relationship to wine? I don't know if that was the producer's idea. I don't know if that was Peter being cheesy, as we know that Peter's super cheesy. But yeah, it was just a dynamic that it's like, why, Peter, stop saying that. And but they did. It was a really cute date. And after they made their own blend of wine, Kelsey confessed to Peter that she's in love with him. Not that she's falling, but that she is in love with him. And she knows that her family is going to love him too. And here's the thing with me. I didn't see Peter being as excited as he was when Hannah Ann said that she was in love with him. I didn't see that, like, that glimmer in his eye. I felt like you can tell just by his reaction, oh, Kelsey's going home. Kelsey was the one that he was unsure about. And but whatever, we meet Kelsey's parents, Kelsey's mom, her stepdad, her sisters. And I don't know. I got to be honest with you. Beth telling Peter, do you know how emotional my daughter is? How emotional she is? Like, nope, we've never seen that. Bachelor Nation has not seen that she cries for everything. But it was very nice to see that Beth talks to Peter about how it's really hard for Kelsey to open up because of everything that's happened between Kelsey and her dad. And obviously, just like every parent, she's like, hey, please, please, please don't break Kelsey's heart. Obviously, we know what's going to happen. We know that he is going to break her heart at the end. And I don't know. I also felt that her interaction with her stepdad, that, hey, what's going to happen if he does break your heart? She's like, well, I'll come back here and I will pick up the pieces. And I found that so telling of who Kelsey is as a person, that she's a warrior, that she's a fighter. And I loved that was left in the conversation between her and her stepdad, because at the end of the day, that's what we want to hear, that, hey, I'm going to bounce back from this. Kelsey, good for you. I'm so happy that you were able to, you know, in case anything went wrong, you were at least aware that I will pick up the pieces. I was really afraid of that, especially since she's so emotional, especially since she holds her heart on her sleeve. And it was very nice to see how lovely her family was, how very caring, and how they treated Peter. They seem like a great family, and I love that they're fully supportive of Kelsey. So it was a great hometown date, but we knew that there's still something missing. But I think Kelsey is going to be a great, great, great asset to BIP, Bachelor in Paradise. I can't wait to see how she's going to do on the island. All right, so now it's time for Madison's hometown date in Alabama, in Auburn. And they go to the basketball arena because obviously her dad is part of the coaching staff there. And they shoot hoops. And then Peter gets a message from Charles Barkley like, hey, don't break Maddie's heart. Isn't that kind of intimidating? Like, to get a message from Charles Barkley, one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Like, hey, don't go breaking this girl's heart. I mean, that would intimidate the hell out of me. But we see that Peter does not know how to play basketball. Peter is not athletic. I don't know what Peter's good at other than sex and his four times in a windmill. Like, I mean, he's clumsy as hell, as you can see by the big scar that he has on his forehead after smashing a glass cup on his forehead when he was getting into a golf cart. Like, seriously, who does that? He's so freaking clumsy. He's not good at basketball. He can dribble, but we see that Madison has major skills, major, major, major skills on and off the court. And I found that so cute. And I think that she's a great basketball player. And I like that she has a duality of being extremely feminine, but being a
a girl's guy. You know what I mean? She can hang with the boys. She can play basketball. She can talk sports. But she can also put on a pretty dress and look absolutely gorgeous in a jumpsuit or whatever she wears. Because Madison, we know, is really, really, really pretty. And so we finally meet Maddie's family. And Maddie's taken to the side to discuss with her mom about her views on intimacy and if she's had the talk with Peter about her virginity. Hi, Madison. I'm really upset at this because I think that that's something that should have been brought up since the beginning, especially knowing who Peter is, his reputation. He has condoms in his car, for Christ's sakes. Like, who carries condoms in their car? If you're one of those men, please let us know at the Bacheleteros. Shameless plug. But I feel like you know what you're signing up for. Fantasy suites are coming up. This is around the time where you should have been telling Peter, hey, like, I'm a virgin. I'm planning to save myself for marriage. And I know sex and being physical is something that's very important to you. Now, knowing that that's something so important to Peter, I feel as if though she held out. But I don't know. I just think that she should have told him before hometowns, before reaching the final three. But I digress. Meanwhile, she's talking to her mom. Peter is talking to Madison's dad about how he feels about her. And I loved when Madison's dad asks, is my daughter the one for you? And Peter's like, I can't really tell you that. But then again, he's not allowed to say anything like that. Like, he's not allowed to be like, hey, yeah, she is my person. She is the one. And I want to spend the rest of my life with her. I think obviously we know that Madison is the front runner in all of this. Madison is the girl that all these men want to be. Well, not all these men. Madison is like the front runner. But I feel like after she tells Peter, hey, I'm still a virgin, that's going to change a lot of the dynamic. Do I think that Madison would have made it as far as she did had she told Peter from the get-go, hey, I'm a virgin? I don't think so. Because at the end of the day, he said it in multiple interviews. He's made it known. Obviously, his actions have spoken louder than his words because he's made out with every single girl in the franchise. Not in the franchise, but of this season. And physical relationships are important. And obviously, she's very religious. And she has her views on what sex means and how important it is to her to save herself. And I find that that's something extremely important. And I'm not diminishing that. I think those values are to be loved and to be cherished, but with the right person who holds the same views as you. I think it's going to be extremely hard going into fantasy suites for Peter to keep his dick in his pants. Can we be real about this? I don't know how Peter is going to keep his little Peter, I don't know if it's big or small, but you know, little Peter, because it's his mini-me, in his pants. So we'll see what happens next episode. But that's going to be an interesting conversation once they have it. And finally, obviously, the Bachelor producers saved the best for last. Victoria's hometown visit in Virginia Beach, Virginia. They hung out on the boardwalk. They took those pictures together, which, by the way, this girl says she doesn't model. This girl says she has no, when she did the Revolve date, she had no experience in modeling, all this jazz. And yet here she goes and does a photo shoot in old Victorian fashion with Peter. I don't like to be the center of attention. And yet here I am doing a photo shoot. Seriously, Victoria, seriously, that's your approach to things. I just feel like she's hit a lot about herself and she's been acting for the cameras. I can't really judge her because also we all know how reality shows like to edit and snub things. And but I feel like Victoria's actions, again, have spoken louder than her words. Like, she's not an attention seeker. And yet, why are you taking pictures? Why are you dressing up and taking pictures? Why are you spreading in, you know, walking a catwalk in lingerie. Why are you trying to make out with Peter in the middle of a waterfall for to win a photo shoot for Cosmo magazine? Like, seriously, you say you don't like attention and yet here we are. But I digress. They're walking down the boardwalk together and of course they see Hunter Hayes and oh my God, the Hunter Hayes concert. Oh my God, I love this song. I love it too. I'm having such an amazing time. And then Victoria F decides to get very, very, very cocky and be like, Kelsey, Hannah Ann, Madison, you're done. Goodbye. I'm going to be the future Mrs. Weber. Do we remember what happened last week when Kelly got all cocky? She got eliminated. So this was very telling as to how much drama there was going to be after the Hunter Hayes concert. So obviously it's not a coincidence that Peter ran into his ex-girlfriend, Melissa Pence. And Marissa. He runs into his ex, Marissa Pence, who warns him, very ominous about Victoria F. Now, if you follow any of the spoiler sites like Reality Steve or you've read anything on social media, you know that this was going to happen. You know that Victoria F. You know that Victoria F. Someone was going to come from her past to talk to Peter about how she broke up marriages, that she was a homewrecker, that she is the reason why a lot of relationships have failed. That she was a meddler and she's not a good person. That Peter deserved to be loved by someone better than that. I don't know. I think Peter should have taken everything that was told to him, obviously, with a grain of salt. And just confronted her about everything after she met his family. Okay. Because the way that she reacts to things, do you honestly think she was going to react in a good way? I knew she was going to walk away. I knew she was going to start the drama. Like, I can't do this. Like, I have to leave. I have to go. The minute that Peter confronted her. And I just think Peter messed up by discussing this before meeting her family. I think he should have met her family, seen her interaction with Victoria, like Victoria and her family and how that dynamic works, to then later tell her, hey, by the way, I think you should know I ran into my ex-girlfriend and my ex-girlfriend had a lot of things to say about you, like a lot, and then explain, you know, to what was said. And obviously, once she was confronted, she denied it. She denied it and cried it and tried to flip the script on him. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if she really did break up those relationships or if people are lying. I don't know because I don't live. I don't live with Victoria. I'm not her friend. I don't know her. But I feel like she should have just owned up to it if she has and said, hey, people make mistakes. That's my past. That has no bearing on my future. I changed. And I think Bachelor Nation would have liked her better. And Bachelor Nation would have been like, all right, you know what? People make mistakes. People can change. If she would have taken that approach instead of trying to flip the script on him. Like, I was supposed to tell you that I love you and I can't do this. Like, I can't do this. She always walks away every time a situation comes up. And what's worse is that Peter calls her out on it. Peter's like, hey, like, every time something hard happens, you walk away. Is this how it's going to be if we get married? Do you ever stand up for anything that you really want in your life? And obviously, she's like, of course I stand up for things that I want in my life. And she just showed that she was guilty. And I would have much rathered, and I think Bachelor Nation can agree with me, that they would have rathered for her to just, instead of trying to deflect the whole situation, instead of gaslighting everything, I think she should have just owned up to it and said, hey, I'm not that person anymore. And I really love you and I really have feelings for you. Let's go inside and meet my family. Or vice versa, or after the fact. But her walking away, she acted like a child. She has always acted like a child, like a spoiled brat. And she has no emotional maturity. And I'm glad that Peter called her out on everything. But Peter, I feel like Victoria F is his kryptonite. Because obviously when the next morning, Peter's like, I feel conflicted because I hate seeing Victoria the way that she's acting. And dun, dun, dun. Victoria F shows up at his hotel doorstep and tells him, hey, I'm falling in love with you. And of course, he gives into her. He gives into her. Like, I feel like Peter needs to run away. Peter needs to cut the cord. I don't know whether it's, and this is why I wanted to have Alp on right now, because do men really love crazy women? Do men love the crazy? I feel like men love the crazy. I feel like boys want a woman that's unattainable and that they could change like a freaking project. But yeah, just, my God, why does Peter keep running back to her? But I digress. The one thing that I do think is that it's going to be an extremely hard week for Victoria F. And I think that Bachelor Nation should show some grace and try to be gracious to her, because everyone makes mistakes. Nobody's human. I mean, nobody's human. Nobody's perfect. We're all human. And I hope that none of our listeners, I hope that no one goes and attacks her. Because you know what? Like, it sucks. It sucks to live in a world where everybody judges. We all used to judge when we would watch shows, reality TV. But it sucks now that social media is given a platform for you to just go on the attack mode. Like, you go off on a tangent and attack someone on the comments. It's happened to me. I'm pretty sure it's happened to Al P before. And it's not nice. You know, and we should be more forgiving, and we should understand where people are coming from. I'm praying that Victoria F comes out with a statement and apologizes for her behavior. But we will see what happens next. But I think he has genuine feelings for her. And I don't think that they, I don't know, okay, every time they're together, they have drama. It's like, you're looking for your wife. Do you honestly think that you can be married to someone like that? And I'm pretty sure that Peter's parents are looking at all that's happening and telling him, hey, like, our relationship has never been like that. Ever. Ever. So I don't think that Victoria F is the right woman for you. That's just my opinion. If you're having so much problems this early on, you can tell that that relationship is not going to be a good one and that they would break up after the engagement. So I'm hoping she's not in the final two, but we shall see, because I feel like Victoria F has a very strong hold on Peter. Don't know what it is. She's beautiful. She does seem a little psycho, but she is gorgeous. And Peter gives out the roses. He gives his first rose to Hannah Ann, then to Maddie, and then Victoria F as his final. And I felt so bad for Kelsey, because Kelsey looked so freaking confused. And obviously Peter, you know, sat her down and he apologized to her for blindsiding her. And she seemed so devastated. She took it well for the most part. But as she was driving away in the limo, like, she kept talking about how confused she was and that she was shocked. And I do not blame her. I don't blame her. But I guess looking back, I bet you she's watching this and now seeing how the other relationships have unfolded, she's going to be like, ah, I understand why I was sent home in terms of our connection. What she's not going to understand is why Peter didn't send both of them home, why he didn't send Victoria F home as well as Kelsey. Because his relationship with Victoria F this entire time has been nothing but a clusterfuck. It's been a clusterfuck. I know you probably agree with me, but let us know. Let us know how you feel about this whole relationship. Send us an email, write on our comments. Let us know how you feel about Victoria F and Peter's relationship moving forward. Now, the preview for next week. Well, before that, Maddie seemed really shocked, surprised that she was getting a rose. And it was crazy to see her pulling him to the side like, hey, you know, before you leave, we need to talk. obviously this is foreshadowing that she's going to tell him about her virginity and how she feels about things moving forward before the hometown dates, but the fantasy suites. I am not happy about Maddie's approach to this. While I understand that a woman needs to value herself and say, hey, like, if you sleep with someone else, I can't be with you, I find her giving him an ultimatum is not much different from how Luke P gave Hannah B an ultimatum. Obviously, it's a different delivery. And obviously, she's a virgin. And those were, and that's where things differ, because Luke P giving Hannah B an ultimatum when he's had sex, it's hypocritical, but it's still an ultimatum. They're not different. You knew what you signed up for. When you signed up for The Bachelor, you knew fantasy suites were going to happen. And while I think that being a Christian and having your religious beliefs being something meaningful to you, say that early up front. Say that from the beginning. You know, obviously she has said it from the beginning. Obviously she has said that she's very, you know, this is how she feels. But do I think that she has the right to give him an ultimatum? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, because there are other relationships at stake. There are other relationships that he needs to see and he needs to explore. How are you going to prevent someone from doing exactly what they want to do? By giving them an ultimatum. I think when you're in a relationship, you need to love your significant other. You need to give them space to be who they are. And I don't think that it's right, her giving him an ultimatum like, hey, if you sleep with someone else, then we can't be together. Again, like, you know what you were getting yourself into when you signed up for The Bachelor, especially with Pinga Pete. There's a reason why we call him Pinga Pete. He likes to fuck, guys. I'm going to say it to you black and white. He likes to have sex. He likes to have sex, and that's who he is. He's very sexual. He likes doing the Peter move and grabbing you and putting you on the table and, like, making out with you. You know, he has a lot of sexual desire inside of him. And, again, and I obviously, if you're religious, you know, I'm not, again, this is me not trying to offend anybody, but that's a conversation that you need, that you should have had. Like, solo date number two, or very early on. Because I don't think she would have been there. She would have made it as far as she did had she had said that. He would have explored relationships with other women instead of putting all his eggs in one basket. My opinion, we'll see what happens next week. I found it super, I don't know how he's going to find out, how she's going to find out. If he's going to tell her that she slept with other guys, I mean, he slept with other girls. I don't know how this is all going to go down. But next week for Fantasy Suites, obviously it's going to be very juicy, very interesting. And we'll see what happens. Now it's time for the Bacheletero Awards, where we award the Bacheletero Awards of the week. La Loca of the week, meaning the craziest person of the week. La Come Mierda of the week, the person that ate the most shit. The MV3, the three most valuable players of the Bachelor episode this week. And we're starting things off with La Loca of the Week. Obviously, do I really have to say it? We all know that Victoria F. is La Loca of the Week. She is emotionally unstable. She can't say what's really on her heart and on her mind. She doesn't know how to communicate with Peter, something that he brought up to her attention. Like, you don't know how to communicate. And I feel like she has the emotional maturity of a 5-year-old, unfortunately. I hate to say it, she's a beautiful girl. Hopefully, she is able to talk about what Marissa spoke to Peter about, talk about her past, and say, hey, I made a mistake, instead of denying everything. So obviously, La Loca of the Week is Victor F. La Come Mierda of the Week. Or El Come Mierda of the Week. To me, come on, Peter. Peter is eating a lot of shit. He ate a lot of shit last week by letting Kelly and Natasha go and keeping Victoria F. Same thing here. If he wasn't that into Kelsey, fine, he should have let her go. But why keep Victoria F. for another week, knowing that your relationship is so unstable, with no communication, Maybe he's waiting to sleep with her and see if that physical chemistry can be transcended into the bedroom. Who knows? But Peter, you're eating a lot of shit, baby. You're eating a lot of shit. You're looking for your wife, not for a crazy bitch to fuck, my opinion. And then we have the MV3, the three most valuable players of the week. Gotta hand it to Kelsey because she opened up, even though she was let go. She's my number three. She's the person who has seen so much growth from Champagne Gate to the girl who told her stepdad, hey, if things don't work out, I will come back to Iowa and we will mend and pick up the pieces. See, that's emotional maturity. I hope that she's chosen for Bachelor in Paradise. And I can't wait. My second choice is obviously Madison. We know that she is the front runner of this whole franchise, but I still like, I know that they have great chemistry. She is my second choice. But we'll see what happens next week with the fantasy suite dates and the ultimatum that she's essentially going to give Peter. And obviously my number one pick as my MV3 number one of the week is Hannah Ann. Oh, I love these two together. I am a Hannah Ann stan. Every time I comment on that girl's page, like, she gives it a like. She'll repost. She's such a sweetheart. She's genuine. And even though everyone's standing beside Madison and saying, hey, Hannah Ann is fake, I think that she's not fake. I think she's just like her friend Hannah G from Colton season. And she seems very Southern genuine. And I like that about her. I like that about her. I like how Peter wrote her the letter. Peter told her all the things that he loves about her. I love the interaction with their family. And I think that she's going to be in the final two. My final two picks are Madison and Hannah Ann. So that wraps up this week's episode of The Bacheleteros. Please remember to follow us on all social media platforms. You can look us up as The Bacheleteros, like bachata, mi mama. So The, T-H-E, Bache, B-A-C-H-E-L-E-T-E-R-O-S. The Bacheleteros. Okay, obviously you can follow Alp as It's Alpizzle on all social media platforms. And you can follow me on Twitter as Martha, like Martha Stewart, M. Lopez, as in J-Lo TV. Martha M. Lopez TV. And if you want to look me up on the gram, Martica, M-A-R-T-I-C-A Lopez. Or Marta Maria Lopez TV. Okay, Martha Maria Lopez TV. And that wraps up this week's episode of The Bacheleteros. Let us know what you think of this podcast. Let us know your opinions. Remember to subscribe. Remember to like us on all social media platforms and let us know what you think. We want to know if you want us to change something, to add something. This was a passion project, but at the end of the day, we do value your opinion. So let us know. You can email us at thebacheleteros@gmail.com or just DM us. You can slide into the DMs and let us know your thoughts on this week's episode of The Bacheleteros. See you next week, and hopefully Al P will come back from his vacation. Love you guys. Mwah. Besitos.